Good day. It's me, Livia, again, and this is the second recording of me versus my PMDD, and I would just like to go over basically all the things that have happened today. This is not necessarily a story for others to really listen to, but it's more of a suggestive way for me to diary entry my days. And, it's way more helpful in my terms. So, if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, that's fine. So, well, today was actually, I actually woke up feeling great. And I felt way more well-rested than I usually do, due to the fact that PMDD causes insomnia, or, just me feeling like I want to sleep all the time, but I just, I can't. Or if I can, I sleep for so long to the point where I'm still exhausted when I get up. It's really weird. But I woke up today with a good feeling. And, I still have this sad feeling in my gut about my sponsor leaving our color guard group, and I always keep that in the back of my mind because can't help it. But I mean, I love her and I really will miss her. But I had a weird positive attitude most of the day, but everyone else is sad about Miss Rosno leaving, and I'm just it's weird because my emotions just keep switching on and off. But I just eventually get used to it. But, I'm just now learning how to deal with it all. Because I know it exists. I know my PMD exists. I'm scared to confront it. But now I've got my friends and my family, and my doctor even confirmed it. So hopefully things will be able to get better for me. But basically the first part of the day was good. And, since I'm still in school, obviously, in one of my math classes, one of my friends, she got a new vape and let me hit a couple times in the bathroom, and my PMDD was kind of messing me up all morning, making me feel very anxious all the time, and, all these different emotions being thrown at me at the same time, anger, sadness, happiness, it's complicated. But when I hit her vape, it was so much of a nice relief to me. It calmed everything down. It slowed things down to where it would be like I was myself. And it was very weird, but obviously I don't have any addiction or anything. I just hit it once and I was like, well, that's actually kind of nice. But, it's not a normal everyday thing. I only do it, legit. Maybe once every couple months if one of my friends has a Juul or vape or whatever. But mostly throughout lunch after, I felt like crying the whole day because I feel like I'm just stuck in a body that won't work when I need to do my homework or I need to learn something or anything. It's just so complicated, and instead of releasing a cry for help, I just can't stop crying, and I just curl up in a corner by myself. It's weird. And the more I keep looking around myself, expecting, someone to notice me because I've been alone for almost 2 years now without an existing love life to even call my own. And I see others, fulfilling their love with somebody else, and I get so sad. And I mean, love's kind of like a drug. Ever since I had my first kiss in the 7th grade and fell in love with a girl I knew, I could never get that back. I could never seem to ever get any of it back. And no matter how hard I tried or how confident I felt in a relationship, it's just gotten more complicated. I can't even find someone to relate with or have a relationship with. And, once you have a taste of that drug, you just want more of it. And it just makes things worse. It makes you feel more depressed, like you have something you're supposed to fulfill, but you can't because, you know, you have no choice. That's what I feel like. But I spent most of the time, the rest of my day, with my friend Jay and Co. Those are obviously not their real names. All the names that I'm going to give y'all, completely different names than what the real people are. But Jay and Co are totally in love, and I can even see it. And I'm pretty sure Jay is really annoyed with me because I keep insisting that, you know, she needs to talk to him more often. Or just about her feelings in general for him. But I mean, it's a good relationship we all three have. It's interesting and hilarious, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, to be honest. And then by the time the bell rang, after Color Guard, which we basically had to review Winter Guard, which we left behind 3 weeks ago and I barely remembered, but turns out I have a lot more muscle memory than I thought I did. I eventually took Care and Lil home. Care is one of my good friends. I've had her since, what, the 9th grade? Yeah. And I'm 11th grade, almost at the end of my year. I'm about to be a senior. Who knew? It's insane. It's crazy. But I took them home, and I told my friend Lil about my PMDD and how I was diagnosed yesterday. And not yesterday, Monday. I'm sorry. I lose track of the days. I'm very forgetful. It's odd, but it's true. And, you know, I just wanted to let her know, you know, it's insane how this is all now coming together, how I can finally understand what I have. And so, after I dropped Lil off, me and Carrie went off on our little adventure into our neighborhood where we both live, and, you know, we hugged. I talked to her about how, you know, I'm about to go on my birth control and I'm gonna totally have a whole new face and look at life because PMDD has taken over so much to the point where it fills my anxiety and I can't do anything. It feels exactly like that. Except when I am on my depression medication and it's nowhere near my period. Like, the 2 weeks leading up after my period starts, it's like I'm free and I'm just a whole new woman. I'm like an actual, like, it's me. But then the 2 weeks leading up to my period, it's like a completely different person, like a demon's taken over. My anger gets really bad. I could become really depressed and sad. It's like I'm not even taking my depression medication or my anxiety medication. It's insane. But after school, after I told Lil and Care about what's going on in my life, I had to a relaxing time with my mother at a nail salon in my hometown. And it was really relaxing. It was something I needed, you know, after a long, stressful, anxiety-filled day. I even got to talk to her more about my PMDD. I've noticed that we've grown further apart now that, you know, now that we realize what it is, you know, my PMDD, I'm able to talk about it more frequently and understand why I'm feeling these feelings. Versus back then, I would just argue with her and stay avoided and just, it would be awful. But now I have an explanation and I can fix it. And I'm hoping we can grow closer together because I've really missed having a relationship with my mother. But when we got home, you know, everything actually felt way better. I felt free. And so I actually was able to focus on homework and talk to my dad and have a nice rest of the day. So I hope you enjoyed this recording. And that was a summary of my day. I hope your day is going just as well. This is Livy signing off. It is currently... what is it? April 24th, I do believe, 2019. I'm terrible with dates, but this is the second episode of my diary entries. Hope you enjoyed this episode.